SRN News, I'm John Scott. Political commentator Ben Domenech says he expects some independent voters to cast ballots for Republicans on Tuesday over concerns about the anti-Israel tone coming from many Democrats.
I think that that really is creating a moment of reconsideration for a lot of people who are supporters of Israel and also view themselves as being independent voters who would swing back and forth between the parties.
Domenech goes on to say,
this is one of those issues that is a single issue for an enormous number of people in America and matters outside of the Jewish electorate a lot more than I think people recognize as a signal of how you view the world and the importance of America's role in it.
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, October, not a good month for hiring.
The Labor Department says employers added just 12,000 jobs in October, a massive reduction from the 223,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Economists attribute the low number to the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payroll.
Correspondent Jeremy House. This week, the Labor Department reported that employers posted 7.4 million job openings in September, though that is still more than employers posted on the eve of the 2020 pandemic. It amounted to the fewest openings since January 2021. South Carolina is scheduled to execute death row inmate Richard Moore by lethal injection. Moore's lawyers filing a clemency request to Republican Governor Henry McMaster to reduce his sentence to life in prison for the killing of a Spartanburg store clerk during a shootout. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow up 335 points, the NASDAQ adding 154. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on in vitro fertilization. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 85% of adults do not want to see IVF outlawed in their state or in the nation. This is one issue where politics plays virtually no role. 88% of Democrats, 86% of independents, and 85% of Republicans all say they want IVF to remain legal and available. There are pro-life concerns about the fertility procedure because it involves the creation of multiple embryos, some of which are generally destroyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greek leaders have revived a long-standing demand for war reparations stemming from Nazi Germany's World War II occupation of that country. During a visit to Greece this week, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier rejected the demand, saying the issue had long been settled. Steinmeier stopped at sites of Nazi atrocities in Greece during his visit. This is SRN News. The death toll from massive flooding in Spain has risen to at least 205.
All morning we have seen these volunteers coming out with their brooms to try and get rid of some of this mud. The mud is everywhere. It's over me, it's over everyone. And they're trying to get it down into the drains to try and get the roads in this area back to some sense of normality. If we come around the corner, you will see that there are piles of people's possessions here that have been put here so that they can be moved away. I have seen thousands of volunteers here today.
BBC correspondent Nikki Schiller reporting from Valencia. Canadian police dismantling what they say is the largest, most sophisticated illicit drug super lab in that country. The lab in Falkland, British Columbia, police sees 54 kilograms of fentanyl, 390 kilograms of methamphetamine, and smaller amounts of cocaine. More details at SRNnews.com.